The last time I think we talked to you, you talked about kind of reconfiguring your physique a little bit in the off season for the purpose of being stamina, right?
Yep.
Over the long haul. Are there any effects yet? I mean, we're only in June. I mean, can you feel different?
I do. Whether it's you know, just being able to go longer, harder for longer, and then going to and doing laps after, with the coaches, knowing that it's taken more and more to, put strain on me.
What's easier or better this year just because you've done this before?
The schedule's a lot easier, I'll tell you that. But, rushing. The game is a lot slower. It's coming a lot easier, knowing that you face the guys, you know the tempo, you know how many steps it takes on this level to get where you want to go. So things have definitely slowed down for me and us as a defense.
Did the speed of the game surprise you coming in?
Just the level of talent. We were going against some pretty good old linemen every day, and so I just had to get used to what they were given. And I feel like I was a little bit slow with my hands and not as good as I wanted to be last year with the disengaging with the offensive linemen. I feel like I've really improved.
How different is that kind of first real NFL offseason? Because last year you're training for the combine and all of that stuff. How different is going through that first real NFL offseason?
It was definitely a lot more beneficial. I feel like I could train more for football than for the combine and doing events for that. So it was a lot of work with my hands and getting around hoops and just working pass rush techniques, and it's really been beneficial for me.
If you and Josh Gordon were in a mini decathlete competition, who do you think would win? Probably sell tickets to that.
That'd be close. He's trying, that people give him credit for, but I'm putting my money on me.
Depends what the 10 events were, I guess. Huh?
That's very true.
Where did you see Emmanuel being slid back to his natural position last year, helping him out?
Natural position?
Back to his more
comfortable. They moved him around a bunch
three,
his
yeah.
rookie year.
He commented on himself being more comfortable in the 4-3.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad he didn't do a 3-4 with me. But it's definitely been good for him. I see him coming off the edge. He's definitely more powerful, and he's been pretty impressed with this OTA. He's been able to slide by off the lineman and finish at the quarterback. So he's definitely enjoyed the change back to a 4-3.
Well, it's your first year here. Practice a lot against Joe Thomas the whole year. Can you, even though these are only OTAs and minicamp, can you offer any observation about the heir to that position at left tackle that you've seen?
I mean, I know there's a couple of guys or multiple guys trying to fill that role, and nobody's going to fill those shoes perfectly. But, you got guys working hard every day during practice and after practice, with SSD linemen, trying to get extra work, with their pass sets, run sets, just talking through, things where they can do better and what they should expect.
Besides training and watching movies, what's on the agenda for these next 4 or 5 weeks?
Is there anything I need to do more than that?
How was the soccer game last night?
It was a first big soccer game. I've only been to other college games before that. So it was an incredible experience. Got to meet the players. It was pretty nice.
Did you go with Joe?
I didn't know he was coming.
Oh, okay.
And we went up the elevator and opened the door, and there he was. So it was pretty nice.
How's that relationship been since he hung him up? You mentioned him working with the offensive lineman, but have you continued to pick his brain? Have you guys continued to talk a lot here throughout OTAs and this week?
We don't really talk about football. We just talk about how life's going and what it's like being at home and not here all the time. But he's mostly here, so not much to talk about most of the time. But I usually talk to the offensive linemen that are here. When the season gets a little bit closer, I'll probably start talking to them about future matchups and who and what I should expect and how I should approach it. But right now I'm just trying to get those guys ready and how they should handle their matchups.
Yeah, I think you touched on this a little bit at the golf outing, but as far as your second year goals, personally, can you expand on what they are?
I just want to be the best player I can be. And whoever that is, we'll see. But first I have to stay on the field. I have to be healthy and I have to be out there for all 16.
And you were somewhat critical that you didn't think you were the best player you could be last year because of?
Because I wasn't on the field. The best quality is availability. So I have to be out there. I have to be present. And I know that my presence definitely changes the flow of the game. And I feel like I can be a big impact every time I'm out there.
Was the play against the Bears that was negated what you expected yourself affecting a game? The interception, the battery?
Interception, sacks, forced fumbles, tackles for losses. I think I can do things like that every time I step on the field.
Hey, before the draft, we were asking you about Chubb, and you mentioned how you and Emmanuel, you felt you two had something good going. What do you think that is, and what can that be?
I just think it's we already have a good friendship, and so that makes the chemistry already easier. It's no strain on how we work together. And I think it would have been a little bit harder with me and Chubb, having to rebuild that all over again. There's no guarantee it would have flowed as easily. And I think just with how well we work together, whether it's inside or on the outside rush, I think we can go for pretty historic year.
How good do you think Emmanuel is? How good a player is he?
How good a player? I guess he'd have to be number two if I'm number one.
How good can you two be together? It seemed like when he went down, you two were just hitting your stride as a tandem. Do you see it that way?
I do. We both were off and on for a while until we started to pick things up, and then he got hurt, and then a couple more switches around, and what we had to do, who was going to be left in, and how that was going to transpire. But now that he's back, things are full tilt ahead.
How does implementing that chemistry that you guys have work when you're on opposite sides of the line?
I mean, we're always opposite each other on the other side of the line. Sometimes we're inside together. Sometimes we're on the same side. So just speaking with him and what he's going to do, sometimes it alters what I'm going to do. And usually it works out well.
He said you guys have a pretty fierce ping pong rivalry going. You guys you guys are the ones that fish together.
Well, we play ping pong, but it's no rivalry. Somebody keeps losing.
What kind of stuff has John Dorsey said to you?
He expects a lot from me, and he loves to show me tape of guys he's worked with, and I like watching old film. I guess it's not too old. He showed me some of Julius Peppers, and I feel like it's a good comparison, whether it's body type and rush style. So. It's been helpful.
Other than feeling healthier, how much more prepared are you this camp than you were a year ago?
Just more prepared, as in I went about my office in a different way, knowing that I don't have to prepare for combine, pro day, and things such as that. I've just been doing things that will help me out on the field more than they will, jumping 40 inches or trying to jump a 10-foot, not long jump, but
Hey, what's Miles, you mentioned availability. I get that. If you look back at the Detroit game last year when you and Collins and Agba were on the field, it was one quarter, it was the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like everybody was clicking in that 15 minutes against Stafford. Is that just a fluke, or do you think that is a window as to what this defense can be?
I think it's absolutely what it could be. Getting J.C. back will definitely be a big boost. And me and Agba will definitely do our thing on the line. So having him coming off the edge or coming through the middle, it'll definitely be a sight to see.
Miles, what's your scouting reporter, Sean Coleman, who moved over from the right side to the left side?
He can't touch me.
Well, Zeidler says when he does touch a guy, he can throw him for 10 yards or whatever. Have you witnessed that, experience that strength that he has?
I don't think I have. But he's definitely a great run blocker, and he's come along as a pass blocker as well. And I like going against him because he's aggressive, and he doesn't stop. So he's always, you know, trying to get after, whether it's, you know, play one or play 40 in practice. And I like the intensity and the effort that he brings. And, you know, we're always working against each other, whereas during practice or after practice, you know, trying to, you know, make each other better.
Yeah, so I saw you were at the soccer friendly last night. Do you have soccer background at all?
It's no.
No.
If I do, he won't know.
What was your tie-in there? What prompted you to go to the game?
I was just invited, and then a couple of friends that I was with, they played soccer in college, and I love watching soccer, so it was a win-win.
Did you hear that 2026, the World Cup is coming in North America?
I did.
Your reaction?
I'm ecstatic. I'd love to go. I won't be going to Russia, but I'd love to stay here and watch it.